Tweet at Today SOR.
Lots and lots of reaction to our item about bread. Bread, yuck. I make my own with yeast now. It takes time, but it's well worth it. Couldn't stand the gooey dough that sticks to the top of your mouth. Another listener says, you get real bread at the Old Mill Bakery in the village of Grange Mochler between Kilkenny and Clonmel. Bet you do, and probably lots of good arguments as well about the various merits of Tipperary and Kilkenny hurlers while you're in the queue, perhaps. And Bill says, I bought my baguette in Chapelon Serval near Chantilly for 10 years. Beautiful taste, baked in the boulangerie. No preservatives, allez les bleus. Karen and Claire says, sliced pan bread sits like a stone in the stomach, whereas bread from small local bakers makes great crunchy toast and will go off as it should in a couple of days. Support your local bakeries. Doreen says, everything we eat does not have to be beneficial. Well, that's true. We'd lose a lot of things if that was the criterion. And Chris in Dublin says, the British and Irish bird conservation organisations recommend not to feed white bread to ducks and other birds. So I have to ask, should indeed we humans be eating it? Eddie says, E500 is baking soda. There's no end to these. Good morning, Sean. As you are speaking, I am making some baguettes. I don't buy shop bread. I always make my own bread. Much nicer and fresher and tastier, says Bob. Sean, that chap lives on a different planet. If he thinks I can afford artisan bread for my family of seven. I do sometimes make bread, but give me a fresh sliced pan any day, says Triana in Dublin 24. Denise says, the craft bread in our Saturday market is only marginally dearer than shop product. I am a customer, not a baker. And John McKenna, according to Jackie Jones, John McKenna is right. Sorry, I accidentally wiped that one. Perhaps we can get it back. Anyway, lots more still on the way. Keep them coming. Paddy O'Gorman, good morning to
Sean,
you.
Sean, hi.
You have not been talking about bread, but you've been talking about money and changing stuff and all that.
That's right. Yeah. I noticed a shop there the other day called Cash Exchange, or Cash Encounters, sorry, in Bray in County Wicklow. And so I spent yesterday afternoon, spent a few hours there yesterday, standing out on the pavement, talking to people there. It's one of those shops painted bright yellow like that these are. Inside, you've got a lot of secondhand goods. You've got televisions, musical instruments, computer games, jewellery. There's signs up saying, we buy your old jewellery. And it's all sorts of ways that people are doing these transactions. And the sign above it says, we buy, we sell, we buy back. So
sounds like in days of yore, there might have been three brass balls hanging outside the front of the shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
And they don't put the brass balls up anymore. The traditional ones, I think there's only three of the traditional ones left. I remember one of the cash shops in the Liberties painted up three balls, and they still called themselves pawnbrokers. But the word pawnbroker seems to be taboo. There's a Russian fellow there on Talbot Street has the name pawnbroker over his shop, but most of them now do this thing, they call it buyback. Now, Sean, buyback means, and I've spoken to these cash shops, not the particular one in Bray, but they say, oh no, we don't loan, we do buyback. We buy your item from you for, say, 100, whatever, in a month's time, you buy it back from us with an additional amount on it. Now, to me, that is pawning. It is a secured loan. If I buy your bicycle, Sean, from you, I don't say you have a month to buy it back. You buy a thing, you sell it, as in common parlance. So in common parlance, it is pawning. It is a secured loan. So the first people I'm going to bring you were people doing a buyback. And this couple yesterday, they just put an item into the shop.
I have something in there now, yeah.
An iPod.
We give it in when we haven't got money and then we buy it back then, like, you know.
An iPod is for listening to music.
That's right, and videos. Yeah. You can play videos as well on it and all.
They're worth a couple hundred euro, like, but we only got, what, 50 euro.
But I can get it back, like, so, like, I don't mind, like, you know what I mean? Like, the 50 euro come in handy today, like, so, you know, to get stuff.
And was it just today you put it in, is it?
Just today, yeah. Just now, yeah.
Was there a special reason for the 50 euro today?
Well, just we've no money, like, so we needed money, like, you know what I mean, until we get paid, like, you know what I mean, on Wednesday, like, so, and then, like, so then I can go back in and get it, like, you know what I mean? Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to feed ourselves. So, like, that's why it's handy to have stuff like that around the house, like, that you can always bring something in.
And how much will you pay on that 50?
57 or 58.
So you pay €7 or €8 on it.
Back. So it's not too bad, like, you know what I mean?
But if you miss your date, they get to keep it, like, so they win.
But I could leave it for longer, and he can go in, like, at the end of the month and, like, give him, like, €7 to hold it for another month. Right.
And you bought some stuff as well?
Yeah, we bought a few DVDs and the power packs.
Are you thinking about Christmas already?
Oh, yeah, we've been
yeah,
getting
definitely
stuff
with the kids.
In.
The kids want the latest computers out. And do you know what I mean? You like the kids to have what the other kids have, like, you know. But if you can get it at a bargain, why not, like, you know. And shops like that are good for, and you get a warranty as well.
No, we're engaged, and we're planning to get married, like, you know what I mean, very soon. So she has this, she has her rings there.
Nothing special.
Diamond, yeah. I had a few quid that time.
And Paddy, they hope to get it back, but there are other people who just do a straightforward sale.
Exactly. Some people come along. It's a way of taking old jewellery. So far as I know, it's the meltdown cost is what is what makes jewellery valuable these days. This woman, about late 30s, she's slightly fat, or a little bit fat, and that's relevant to her story, as she laughs about. But she'd just been in, and she'd agreed a deal on the rings she was trying to sell, but she was first of all having to go back and get ID, and she spoke to me outside the shop.
Just he asked me for my licence, and my licence I left at home. Mm-hmm. I sold him two rings, and I'm going to come back to some other day with him.
Why did he want your licence?
I don't know. Proof ID, I suppose, in case they're stolen or something. I don't know.
And you sold the two rings?
I sold them, but I may bring them back to him because I haven't got my licence on me. I'll have to bring them back another day.
They'll only buy you if you
have your licence, would you?
Some kind of ID.
Yeah.
And when you say sell it, you don't want them back. It's not a loan on them, you're selling
them. I'm going to sell them, because they're all broken. Cost too much to get them fixed, to get them repaired.
May I know, how much did you get for the two of them?
30 euro.
So that's not much for two rings, is it?
Huh?
Not very much for
two. I don't
know.
It's only the first shop I went to. Yeah. I might go to see if I'd be able to get a bit more for him, maybe. If not, I'll bring him back to himself.
And then, is there a special reason to getting the 30 euro?
Oh, I need to get this one size bigger, any for that.
Oh, you want to get the other
one
bigger?
Yeah, I'm wanting to get this size bigger. It's too small.
Yeah.
So the 30 euro will be handy to go towards it.
So for your other ring. Very good. And what's that, an engagement
ring? Engagement ring, got too small. I got too big.
Are you married
ring
very
too
long?
Small. 15 years.
Yeah. You say you got too big, is it?
Yeah, I got too big.
You have to make
a proper weight, so I'll have to try to lose weight and get into the ring, or I'd have to get the ring sized.
Thank you very much.
No better.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.
So, a simple approach to life.
Charlie approach it, yes. And you can get a ring stretched if you put on weight, and apparently it can be, but obviously her engagement ring is the important one to her, you know.
So people can also buy things, just do straightforward
purchases. Buying, and they're busy, and everybody tells me it's good value. It's mainly secondhand, but you get your guarantee. I'm two television stories, one after the other now. This was a very slight little woman, probably aged about 40, and she was with this huge flat screen television, was wrapped up, and she's struggling with it, but she spoke to me outside the shop.
I bought a flat screen 32 inch TV in cash for gold, and it was €150.
I'm guessing it's a second hand television.
It is, yes, it is indeed. But I have a 3 month warranty, so hopefully now it'll be okay and my daughter will be very happy with it.
Are you especially trying to save money, or how?
I am especially trying to save money. I can't really. It's for her Christmas present, and I can't really afford it to buy a new television. And she wants that just for her PlayStation and whatever else. So
I'm guessing you're on a limited income.
Yes. Yes, I'm welfare. I work one day a week, all right, in a coffee shop, all right, and that subsidises how I'm able to put a little bit by.
And have you a man to...
No, I am actually separated. I'm looking after my two daughters, But that's a Christmas present, gosh, Paddy, that's the way I see it. That's for my daughter. She has a PlayStation, but what she wants for Christmas is a TV, so I have to get it done early because my other daughter comes along, and they're 15 and 17 now, so you know it comes along with that, is the makeup and everything else that he wants. So I try to save as much as I can possible. It's very hard.
I bought a TV in the window there during the year because it was better value than buying it new,
right.
And it was a brand new TV. It was in the box, and somebody sold it to them. It hadn't been used, and I got it for €140, and the same one was €299.
So it's good value.
I thought so, yeah.
Are you trying to economise particularly?
No, not really. I just actually seen it in the window, and my son's seen it, because I'm actually blind. But my son seen it in the window and he said, "Mam, it's there." So I just went in and priced it, and it was really good value now.
Have you been blind all your life?
No, only 17 years. I worked in Lochness Town Hospital before I went blind.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the cooking in the kitchen there.
What's your favourite TV programme right now?
I like the soaps. Hey. At this stage now, they're like part of the family, so I know all their voices.
And that's Martina there, Paddy. Thank you very much indeed for that report. We'll be talking about wills after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.